Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Compare with your imagination. Albert Einstein said, "No problem can be solved from the same consciousness that created it. We must see the world anew." When we apply this quote to our lives, we see that we cannot create abundance by staying in the consciousness of poverty. Nor can we gain a sense of power in our lives while identifying with ourselves as a victim. And whether our intention is to change ourselves or some element of the world around us, we cannot simply wish for transformation or hope that our lives will be altered through circumstance. If our patterns of thought and behavior remain unchanged, our lives will continue to unfold much as they have previously. Making change, managing change, and mastering change is on the agenda of all who expect to remain relevant and relate to this new season in the universe and in time. Wayne Dyer puts it this way: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one stays the same. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold, 'cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. Except rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring. Much too soon. Yes, everything must change. Young become the old. Mysteries do unfold. Yes, they do. That's the way of time.
They have to bring me on. Welcome to the playground of life. Zumbasa Sophira, always one with all beauty, all truth, all justice, and all love. At the top, you heard George Gorillaz with Pure Imagination. Followed by, and you can find his music at EVZoneMusic.com. And that was followed by Bishop Carlson Pearson, who gave us a very heartwarming rendition of Everything Must Change. And indeed, it must change. You can find his music at BishopPearson.com. Everything must change. Talking about changes and finding peace within the increase of the changes. The changes that are inevitable no matter what you do. Things are going to change. No matter what we do, things will always change. We never know what we're going to wake up to. When we get up in the morning, when we wake up, we never know. And we wake up in the afternoon. We don't know. Anything goes in the land of I Am. Anything can happen. But we can always choose how we will deal with what happens. How we are going to be on this playground of life. This play experience where we always get the opportunity to passionately love and appreciate you. We get to say how we're going to feel on this playground of life. And with that, we have to stop the fighting within ourselves and the fighting with our other selves, those around us. Because it's so, so blinding. When we're fighting in the thick of the fight, you can't see anything. All you can see is your point of view. That's the only thing you're going to see. You may think you see, but your anger, your resentment, your blame, your pain, your shame, it blinds you. I'm just saying. So choosing to feel good after the shock of anything that might happen for you or to you. Just being happy just to be here, to experience, feel, to absorb or not. You know, just to experience the feel-good factor, to flow, to let go, to let God we must start to remember, like a baby does, how to see through the eyes of God by simply tapping in, tuning in, and turning on to that divine presence, that power that is ultimate joy of this life. Appreciating our breath, the blood that runs through our veins, this precious movement inside ourselves, this love, you know, because it's so easy to find something wrong. It is. I know. You know, it's about learning to live our lives just with our flaps down, just removing all the boundaries that our cultures and our upbringing have given us. Just flat down. Because when we have these boundaries, these invisible blockages, I call them, they keep us in our fears of this or that or whatever, you know, and keep out what we really say we want. Because guess what? We never know when it's going to flow towards us what we want. We never know. You know? And there's no need to be, to fear actually having less, no boundaries, you know? Because a lot of people are afraid. It's, oh, I gotta have my boundaries. I just have to put up my boundaries, you know? No, you don't have to put up, you could flap down. Because we have the power of the Creator that has created worlds always within us. And it makes us invincible in all our vulnerabilities, you know. So our sweet surrender, it can only bring us success. Just think about it. Think about it right now. What are you holding on to right now that you're not pleased about in your life? What is it? What is it that you may not even want to let go of, you know, because you feel like you're so right about it or they are wrong about it. And I'm just asking, in this moment, is it worth your freedom? Is it worth your freedom, the sweet freedom that you say you desire. Everybody wants freedom. Everyone wants to be liberated. So is it worth your freedom? Because if it's not worth, trust that's not it. I just want you to turn it around in your mind to see that something of greater value is in every situation. And what I'm asking you to do right now is simply change your mind. Everything must change. Change your mind. You can do it. Because we all have been given this divine ability to change at a moment's notice, like that. So I'm asking, will you continue to fight today? Or will you become the beloved lover that you already are? Are you ready right now to deal, to heal, to feel? I'm just saying, you know, it's time. It's time. And this is the only time it is. Think about the time that you've truly submitted to grace and good measure. You allowed and submitted to love, to the healing of any situation that was around you. Think about it. Feel it. How did it turn out? It could only be good. That could only be a good feeling that you're feeling right now. Now think right now of the fight you've been involved in some way for too long. Mostly it's with ourselves. There's no kidding about it. This only repeats the same old feelings, just like a loop. Loop de loop. Same thoughts, same circumstances, just different faces, places, and such, you know? But you still don't get any results that work. I mean, aren't you tired of that? I know I am. I'm just saying. I mean, so does it make sense, really, to keep this fight up? For real, for real, for real. I think not. What'd you think? You know? You can call in and tell me about it. 347-426-3346 and press 1 on your keypad. What did you think? Do you think it makes sense to keep up this fight within ourselves and with our other selves? Why not peace? Why not peace with an increase? I never know what I'm coming on the playground with, how I'm feeling, what I'm going to... I'm only glad that I'm coming forth on this playground of life each and every day to just be whatever and whomever I am and for whatever purpose, you know? So, are you ready to assume your position? As the big baller player here on this big playing field of life, ready to get in the game of life as what and who you really want to see yourself be? Well, I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes today in every way. Flaps down. Flaps down. Let's everybody just put our flaps down right now, all at one time. Ready? 1, 2, 3. And when they try to slip back, when they try to slip back up into position, okay, blocking position, invisible blockages, just command them flat down again. Flat down. I'm serious. Try it if you like it. It feels powerful because it is powerful. Because we are divinely given the ability to command with our love. So just do it. Don't waste this precious power. Feel the feelings. Feel the feelings that's an off feeling, and then just decide to switch it. That's all change. I'm not saying you won't feel the feelings. I'm just saying you can switch to what feels better. if what you're feeling doesn't feel better. You know, what just came to me is they say you know better, you do better. I don't know who said that. Who said that anyway? I don't know about that one. But anyway, I have some beautiful people here on the playground with me today. Because we're still in the round hut of love, the round hut village. And I have two beautiful people from the round hut with me. I have Ethel Parewa Mary, also known as Saruzai. And I have Leonie King. So we're going to bring them on the playground right now. Welcome, ladies.
Good evening, Ombessa.
Yes. How are you doing?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Yes, thank you for joining us on the playground today. I am so happy to have you here. Leonie King, we're going to talk to you. Welcome, Ethel.
Hey, Ombasa, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful now that my two playmates are here present and accounted for. Wow. Okay, now I want y'all to make sure y'all get close to me now. I want to make sure that everyone hears you. Leonie, you're kind of low, so we're gonna need you to come a little bit closer when you talk, okay? So, everybody here? Yes. So first, Leonie, I want to speak to you. I want to ask you, who is Leonie King?
Well, Leonie King at the moment is a 54-year-old woman. I'm an Australian.
Excuse me, Leonie. Are you on speakerphone?
Are we on the speakerphone?
Oh. Are you on speakerphone? Okay.
Just checking.
No.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, maybe you can come a little bit closer to the phone. No, it's not working. So, okay. Let's go to Ethel, and maybe you can use Ethel's phone. We're gonna improvise and dance here on the playground. We know how to play double dutch. It's all good. So Ethel, we're gonna go to you, and we're gonna ask you, who is Ethel Murray for the people who don't know you?
Oh well, yes, I've been talking about myself for a couple of weeks. So by now, maybe a lot of people know me. But I will repeat again. And Ethel is, I'm from Zimbabwe. I live here in Australia, and I work as a registered nurse. And I'm married to Bruce Murray, who is an Australian. And right now, with a lot of passion and excitement and a lot of self-thought, I am starting the Round Hut Village. We have started the Round Hut Village in a way that we help women and children to de-stress, because a lot of times there are a lot of issues going on around in the families. And we are trying to help women and children to find a way of healing, because most of the time that goes unnoticed. And a lot of women end up with depression, with a lot of things going on in their lives, and the children too. And then those children grow up in a very bad situation. So the Round Hut Village, which we have set up, is a home for these women and for these children. That's how I can describe myself right now without elaborating into too many things, because there are a lot of things that are happening in the world right now.
Okay. seems like weird. Well, I don't know where Ethel went. Ethel, come out wherever you are. I don't know what happened to your phone. But we are still live on the playground. My two playmates went somewhere. I guess they're playing double dutch or something without
me. Can you hear me?
I don't think that. Oh, I can hear you now. I thought you left me and went to play double dutch without me. I'm like, what in the world?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I was still talking. I don't know what's happening with the phone.
Well, I don't know. But you sound real good to me right about now. So that, yeah, okay.
I can't run away from the playground because you will chase me and get me anyway.
We play tag, huh? Okay. Well, let me ask my wonderful Leonie, can you pass her your microphone, please, and let her come back live again?
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Hello, Ambassador again.
Yes, welcome back, Leonie. So let's go start with that question again. You sound really good to me right now. Okay, so same question I asked you earlier that you couldn't get the answer, and I know you're so anxious and can't wait. Who is Leonie?
Once you get these sound problems out of the way, it'd be nice to relate what I'm doing and who I am.
For sure.
So let me introduce myself again. And okay. I'm Leonie Keane, and I'm a 54-year-old Australian woman. I was born here in Sydney and into a large family. I've got four brothers and a sister and a mother and father. And I remember having a great childhood. My two grandparents lived next door, and we could just, as children, run from one house to another. So we had the support of our grandparents, and it was a lovely unit to start with in Sydney. But then we moved to Canberra for work. My father, he came from very poor.
Oh, no. I'm losing you again. What is going on here? Something about that phone, maybe it's I don't know. I don't know. We might need to switch to the other mic. Okay. Let's see if we can get you back here. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with my wonderful playmates. I know they're just playing without me, but that's okay. I'm going to catch up with them. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Ambassa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today, and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome.
Yes, indeed. It's not what happens. It's how you deal with it. And so what we chose to do was to give you some powerful music from our sister Sherry Marie with Wind. You can find her at sherrymarie.com. And then we decided to give you some Giyan Mata, and who you're hearing now, Giyan Mata. You can find them on Facebook, giyanmata.org. It's giyanmata.org. Yes, indeed. So we're going to bring it back. And you know, we're dealing with all the way down under. So y'all have to bear with us now as we deal with this round hut, because this world is one big playground, but Skype still has its issues. So we just have to work with that, okay? So we're going to bring Leonie back on once again live to give you the rest of the story. Leonie, welcome back. So apologize for that Skype issues and the tissues.
Well, we can't let that bother us. I've been lucky enough to enjoy the wonderful music you just had on. The feeling very powerful now and enthusiastic from the feeling I'm dancing around the room. Deep level from all that lovely drumming on that stuff. Yeah, so like I said before, I'm very much an Australian woman with mixed European background. I've got very, very fair skin because I've got Irish, Scottish, English heritage, with a little bit of Norwegian in there. So, yeah, I'm not one of the original Australians, but that's the difference. We call ourselves Australians, and then the Aboriginals call themselves the original Australians, of course. But still, you know, as a European Australian, we very much need to have some kind of identity ourselves. You know, we a lot of our ancestors didn't choose to come from here either. We were just thrown into this place. I guess our culture, we just sort of rely on each other.
Leonie, my darling. My darling. I'm so bothered by this Skype situation because what you're saying is so much food and substance here. I really think it doesn't honor you to let you think that everybody is hearing you when they don't. And so I'm trying to see how we can resolve this, because before this show ends, I want them to hear from Leonie Kane. So how can we resolve this? Let's see. Can you get to another phone? Let me just take a short break, and we're going to see how we can work this out. Hold tight right there, okay? We'll be right back.
It will just give me the phone.
Peace. The dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul, because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic, and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets, while others, they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace.
The only reason some still be packing heat
is because their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. If something happened, man, we stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now, we play our part. If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. I
hurricanes, tsunamis, wars and famines. Between religions, misunderstandings. Many different people with the same passions, just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction and see we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitations, fear and separation? Am I open to a new conversation? I'm talking about the love vibration. Everybody wants unification. A change is moving across the nation. Yeah, we choose courage and real communication. It's cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality. Yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing, but more stuff, happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we giving. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, it's all.
Ourselves. The world needs us to wake up and to be real. Are you down? Are you ready? Are you awake? Are you alive? In this very hour, you'll listen and take the vow that will set you free. I know what I'm talking about.
Playground. But you know what? We always got surprises for you. And so we're going to go one more again with Leone King. Bring it back up. Bring it back to us, Leone.
Hello, am I back here?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be trying.
Okay. Can you still hear me? Wait. Wait, this is really spectacular. Okay, so we can hear so much that you have reverb. Okay, so one of the phones, whatever phone you want, keep that one, and the other one, let's ditch it. Take it out the room. Okay, Leone, now let us have what you have for us before all the people leave it, all their mothers call them home from the playground. Okay, let's go.
I had a wonderful childhood. With my brothers and sisters and my friends in Canberra. And got the mixed background of Irish, Scottish, and Norwegian. So sort of got that Viking type of heritage. Plus, I guess you'd call it from the white tribes of the north originally, like the Celtic tribes.
But living in Australia is
quite a new country. As far as healing goes, I think people, it depends. Like, if you've got a good family, then that family will support you. If you don't have a family, then you want to go and seek something. You seek a religion or you seek a support group. I guess here we're talking with the health system. People very much rely on the health system here. If problems can't be sorted out in the family or people don't have the skills, we're very much encouraged to go to see a specialist about these things or the doctor. So we rely heavily on this medical model. Now, I guess we've got a multicultural society, which is great, but even having said that, the medical model is a bit slow in picking up how important culture is in healing. On a positive note, though, if you're seeking healing, you can choose to go and, say, study yoga, which I have done in the past and found extremely beneficial. It's still with me. I still use aspects of yoga in my everyday life. There's other paths you can follow, like Buddhism, if you like, or you can stay with your own religion if that's helpful. Like, I was born a Catholic, but I just became disenchanted with, I guess, just the routine of the church. It didn't seem much fun, I think, as a child.
I think we were down the same alley. We were playing on the same street. Because both of my parents were ministers, and I had to stay in there all the time. So I understand.
Yeah, I sort of got bored with that on Basher. I found my teenage years very, very difficult. I was a very sensitive girl, very artistic. I lived in a family of boys, I suppose, that were interested in playing football and cricket, and there wasn't an artistic bone in their body. They were business people. And here am I, this girl that they just think is weird and crazy because I don't have a regular routine. I work as a nurse, but I still very much have my artistic pursuits. I play music, I sing, I play three different instruments. I love dancing. That's probably why we dropped out before, because I was dancing around the room. Every time a song comes on, I had to do a little dance. Because it makes me feel so good.
Oh, so that's what it was. Your dancing made everything go haywire. Oh, now we have it. So just because of that, we extended the show 15 minutes. How about that? So let's just really get all of your artistic measure. I didn't want to let you go off this playground. So tell your mama you're not coming home yet. So tell us about your filmmaking. You didn't say much about that. That is so fantastical. I know you told us all about how you do your healing, which is what we really wanted to know. But give us a little bit how you heal through the films that you do.
Filmmaking because I was concerned about I wanted to raise awareness about health issues and about how carers, such as nurses, like I work as a nurse, that how we're under-regarded and undervalued and how caring is under-rewarded in the Western civilization and, you know, has become unfashionable. You know, people think, oh, you're just wasting time. Well, you're spending so much time on this one person, and I guess you do have to take the time when you're a carer. So in my films, I wanted to raise awareness about what caring is. I've made three films. The first one was about the demolition and rebuilding of a hospital, and that was a hospital where I worked in Queanbeyan near Canberra. And it was very, I guess, moving to talk to the community and the people, the patients, and everybody who had anything to do with the hospital, about how they felt about the hospital being demolished. Some were very angry. I think the biggest thing was the anger that came across, that this building was being demolished when it could have been used for other purposes. But having said that, there's lots of infection control issues. We really shouldn't keep old hospitals. We should, in an ideal world, have a new hospital built every 10 years. Mm. But, yeah, so that was the first movie I made. It's a 57-minute documentary. And, yeah, these graphic scenes of the hospital being demolished. And a lot of the older people in the city couldn't watch it because they'd become too upset. I mean, we have a lovely new hospital, and it's very modern, and there's plenty of room for the patients, and that's what we need. We need to build on the health service. But it's not enough just to have a new building. We have to incorporate good health services as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what's to be desired. So that was my first film. That was called Queanbeyan Hospital from Old to New.
Mm.
My next film was a little drama about caring for patients in the hospital. It was a film about nursing, and I won an award for that film last year at the Nurses Film Festival,
mm-hmm.
and some prize money, and, yeah, it was about an arrogant doctor.
American doctor? Okay.
No, an arrogant doctor, not an American
doctor. Oh, okay. Well, that might have been the same name.
Dr. Hubris.
Okay.
yeah, so that was about behaviour, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The behaviour of how the stereotypical doctor
mm-hmm.
treats a nurse or nurses. You know, they're beneath them. To me that seems wrong because the nurse is the one that's having the relationship with the patient and very closely, close encounters with the patient to help with that healing process.
Mm.
I don't know whether the doctor sometimes is envious of that happening.
Mm.
Very big on jealousy these days being a barrier to healing. Jealousy is a curse, as we know, and I think around us there is a lot of jealousy.
Hmm.
But, the film, my little film that was called The Phone Call, and that's about a nurse trying to make a phone call and didn't get enough time. The doctor came back and said, well, where's my health summary? And the nurse said, well, I didn't have time. And the doctor said, well, why not? It was only a phone call. Anyway, I entered that film into a competition in Los Angeles, and I was invited over there to the Social Impact Film Awards night and a little cocktail party. And mm. I was very thrilled about that. I didn't win a prize, but I thoroughly enjoyed myself and mm-hmm. met some good people.
Right. Well, you had won one award already, and that was a very big accomplishment. So congratulations on that. And you know, you're a regular little whippersnapper. You know, growing up around boys it wasn't for naught because it got you going. I mean, you're doing these controversial, very powerful films about, you know, real substance, you know, and weren't you also working with the Nurses Association doing, I keep thinking you're doing lobbying.
Yes, I am doing that, yes, lobby the politicians. I've also appeared in little films about how we lobby the politicians, and I say my piece. I appear on magazine covers and
okay.
Yeah, very much an activist in workplace rights and making sure that our pay and conditions aren't eroded away as it so seems to be doing right now, not just for nurses but for everybody. And I guess in America you'd be feeling that a lot as well, Ambassador.
As a person who is walking their talk, you know, you're actually walking your talk. You're not just sitting around grumbling as a nurse just saying, oh, the doctors are this or that. Or, you know, you're actually pointing the camera on it. I love that you are actually listening to the people and you're actually going to it and bringing in some resolve. You're actually pointing the light on it so that resolve can even happen, you know, because if you're taking it and you're taking it to the people who are supposed to, quote, unquote, be doing something about it, you know, you are taking it all around the circle. So I'm really appreciating hearing your story, you know, and that's why it was very important to me to get you all the way live on here.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your support on that phone.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate your support. Listen. Yes, indeed. So tell us again, you said that you are going to you're going to be doing some more film work around the same subject, or are you working on a new documentary that's related to that?
The film I'm working on now is called The Glue That Holds Us Together, and it's about it's a palliative care film about an old lady dying, and she has her three sons around her. And it's about her being the glue that has held them together as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about how her death is coordinated by the health system, by the doctors and the nurses, and what role they play in allowing those men, they were children, they're thinking of, you know, how they grew up with their mother and now she's dying and they're grieving. And the palliative care team provides a safe space for them to grieve and to express themselves or to point them in the right direction to where to get help. Yes. Yeah, so it's a very moving film. That's about 20 minutes. It's a drama. And there's a few interviews. There's an interview with the doctor and a retired nurse. And actually another retired nurse plays the role of the dying mother. So she actually worked in the field. So yeah, haven't quite finished that film yet.
When can we look for that film?
I've got it on my
finished. As soon as it's finished, right?
I do have a draft copy which you can view on request.
Okay, I'm requesting it. But before we get out of here, we cannot get out of here without hearing from the blessed Sadr Zai. Is she around you so you could pass her the mic?
She absolutely is. And today, just still on the subject of film, I'm hoping to do films about the Roundhub Project, of course. And we've already filmed some of the workshops, the Play and Heal workshops, and people's reactions to those, which are wonderful, wonderful thing that we're doing, I believe. I really, really want to be a part of it all, and I'm looking forward to being able to help people and show them the way of how to get some healing. Of course, you know, it's all about renewal. It's about leaving behind those things that have wounded us and caused us pain and moving forward with hope for the future. And playing and heal can do that.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Thank you so much, Leonie. And we're going to hear. Thank you. Sadr Zai, are you there?
I'm just smiling because Leonie has touched a lot of importance.
Can you come closer?
So much a blessing.
Okay, Sadr Zai, can you come closer?
working with Leonie has been so much a blessing, because when I moved from Sydney to Canberra, it was, you know, when change takes place, it's always a challenge. So when I got to Queanbeyan, where Leonie was working, she was the first person to really show me around and to, you know, to realize that there's someone here who needs us. So we became friends from the beginning. And it was still in that old hospital. So the demolition of the other hospital and the rebuilding of the new hospital, we were all together and seeing, you know, all the process and all that. And one of the best things that we shared and that we still share as women in the healthcare system, right now I am working as a mental health nurse. And we share a lot with Leonie because we know that caring, we as women are giving a lot to the community and to the country and to the world, because we care so much for the health, you know, just not the medication part of it, you know, the pills, the drugs, as some people call it. But we care also for the physical, spiritual, and psychological makeup of the whole person. So we have that holistic approach as women, because what we do at home, we want to do it gently with our patients as well. So Leonie has shared a lot on the patient care, but I'm not going to repeat that. But it is also a blessing that whatever she's doing, her films are making a difference, because a lot of people who have seen the films are really appreciating, because it's bringing a lot of awareness on healing. And having seen the Play and Heal experience with Mombasa, it just brought home a lot of memories of what has, you know, what we are really desiring to achieve. So incorporating this in the round heart and in our day-to-day lives is just bringing up a lot of healing in the community. The people who attended the Play and Heal events when Mombasa was in Australia, they are still talking about it until today. As we are planning on a lot of things, and they are all like, we want you back. I say,
but tell them they can have me back anytime they want to.
I'll let them know.
Yeah.
Be prepared that they will be calling you back as soon as possible.
I'll be there with bells on.
Yes. And to add to that, as women, as nurses, as carers, I think the best thing we are doing right now, after knowing this Play and Heal, we're trying to share with a lot of other nurses so that they can understand and be healed as well, because as you work in that field of healing, a lot gets out, I mean, it takes a lot out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the wounded healers, as you can call it.
Yes, you can.
So our mission right now is to bring all the nurses the awareness, not only the nurses, the mothers, mm-hmm. the carers of yeah. any kind, to bring them into that awareness, to come to the round heart and talk about it and share and be able to, you know, to work on other things that we think, oh, my goodness, it's only me. But if when we are sharing, we realize that the world is sick. The community is sick. The country is sick. The family is sick. Or I am sick. So we need this healing from the bottom to the top. So Play and Heal is just bringing this so much home that I just wish if we could spread the news and just have it like wildfire to a lot of people who are actually, you know, desiring to hear about Play and Heal, about healing. Who doesn't want to be healthy, you know, like to care for your family, to do anything? We all run to the doctor when we feel, oh, I've got a headache. But sometimes we don't look back and just sit there and, what is causing my headache? So maybe before we go there, we should just sit, relax, and find healing before you even swallow the tablets.
Okay, so your wish, let me just tell you, your wish is my command. I am your magic genie, and I will I will grant you that wish.
Oh, my goodness.
And play and heal. Play and heal it is.
Yes, play and heal. And we wish we could just embrace you and keep you here in the land of Oz.
Well, like I said, anytime. I am so thrilled and happy that you all stayed longer on the playground. I know your mamas are calling you and you got to go. But will you promise to come back next week? Because I'm going to be looking for you with bells on.
Wow. We will be thrilled to be back here on the playground. We're enjoying it so much.
Yes.
Pleasure, Ambassador.
Yes, and I'm glad I got you to dance with all of the music that we ended up playing. All right, beloved women, I love you, sisters of my soul. See you later. See you next week.
We love you too. We love you too.
All right, beloved. See you later. Thanks for coming. All righty. See ya. All right. Well, you heard it first. We are going to see them next week on the playground. We are going to enjoy them next week. But, you know, right now we're going to go out with Karen Drucker with I Am Healed, Whole, and Healthy. And you can find her music on KarenDrucker.com. See you on the playground next week. Thank the Creator for you. I'm Bas out.
I am healed, whole and healthy. I relapse in visual life. I am healed, whole and healthy. I am well. I am healed, whole and healthy. I relapse in visual life. I am healed. I am well. I am healed, whole and healthy. I accept and I receive. I am healed, whole and healthy. I am well. I am healed, whole and healthy. Angels are watching.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.